Thanks for checking out the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Rick Samprin with you. The Ticats start the preseason with a big W over the hated Argos. The Fifth Quarter Podcast begins now.
We've been talking Tiger Cats football for over 50 years. Welcome to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Hello, football fans in Hamilton from coast to coast and around the world. This is the Fifth Quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford, and you are listening to 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with you live from our studio at Maine and Longwood after the Hamilton Tiger Cats open up the preseason with a 27-22 victory over those hated Toronto Argonauts. We are not only live on 900 CHML, 900CHML.com, on the Radio Player Canada app, free to download in your app store. We are also, once again, live on CHML's Facebook page. You can check in and check me out on CHML's Facebook page as well. Although, I'm going to warn you that you might quickly turn to another social media feed, like Twitter. We're on Twitter as well, not visually, but in spirit. You can send me your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game, as we usually do here on the Fifth Quarter. And when all is said and done, just before we sign off at 8:30 this evening, we're going to anoint our Fifth Quarter Fan of the Night. Lots to chew on in this preseason tussle between the Ticats and the Boatmen. Number one, it was just nice to be back in the ball yard today. The weather was amazing. There wasn't a lot of wind at Tim Hortons Field, which was a nice change, I'll say that. And hey, the Ticats won as well. Now, we know it doesn't mean anything in the standings, but, you know, the evaluation process is huge going into this season because, well, there's some big decisions to make. And I'm most looking forward to the big decisions at the receiver position and in the secondary. Because I think going into this training camp, going into this season, those are the two position groups that I thought, okay, I'm not 100% sure what we're getting. Now, if you're talking about Tim White, I know what we're getting there. Tunde Adeleke, yes, I know what we're getting there. But what happens with some of the new guys that have come in? Javian Elliott, Chris Edwards, how do they fit in? Lawrence Woods on the wide side cornerback position. How is he going to develop into the new Frankie Williams 2.0? And earlier on in the day, I said, if Lawrence Woods is the next Richie Williams 2.0, you know, look out. And another fan pointed out, wasn't Richie Williams a quarterback? Yes. Hey, I'm in preseason mode as well, but it was nice to be back at Tim Hortons Field with Ticats on the air on 900 CHML as they will be all season long. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that on November 19th, this Ticats team can hoist the Grey Cup. As you know, hasn't been done since 99, but we are off to the races, not only here in the 2023 campaign preseason style, but also here on the Fifth Quarter. Brought to you by Eastgate Ford. Want to give a special thanks to Eastgate Ford for showing no reluctance at all and saying, yes, we want back on the Fifth Quarter. Happy to be back on the post-game show that you and I both love. I love talking to the fans, and I know you love calling in. You can also text as well at 905-645-3221. Hop on in your cell phone. Give me a call at *9900 as usual. The email open once again, rick@900chml.com. On CHML's Facebook page, too. You can stare at my ugly mug. I don't recommend it, but it's there. And you can have your say on the player of the game. I'll give my player of the game, as they usually do at the start of the show. Leandre Gallimore, I thought, was very impressive, and he played most of the game at the receiver position, got a couple of nice balls. Most notably, however, as you know, on special teams. And that 84-yard punt return for a touchdown was a massive score, and I think really opened some eyes. And I think made Ticats fans a little more comfortable and confident that this special teams unit, whether it's Gallimore or probably most likely Lawrence Woods III, that this special teams unit can be lethal again with the old grandmaster himself, Jeff Reinbold, on the sideline as special teams coordinator. 27-22 the final, Hamilton over Toronto. Let's take your calls, 905-645-3221. On your cell phone, *9900. You can also text at 905-645-3221. Send me an email on your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game, rick@900chml.com. Starting us off here in 2023, at least in the preseason, is Colton. Colton, welcome to the Fifth Quarter. How are you?
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
I am good. I was just telling producer Tom McKay during just before the show. He said, hey, we have our first caller of the season. It's Colton. I said, Tom, Colton was our fan of the night in the last fifth quarter last year. So welcome back to the show.
Oh, I didn't know that. So that's nice to hear. Thank you.
So what did you think about today's game?
I just want to ask if we're living in the twilight zone seeing Bo Levi Mitchell come out by quarterback for the Ticats. That was a little strange, but overall, I think they looked well. They moved the ball downfield really well. Powell had that one play when he was just outside of the red zone where he had daylight. He could have ran, but he chose to pass through the pick. But, you know, good thing it's only preseason. But I thought overall we looked good. I mean, I don't want to speak too soon, but it seems like everything's firing already. So it was a good game going into the first week of preseason, at least anyways, I hope.
I would agree with you. Two things, and I want to hop on one thing that you mentioned. You know, I'm watching the game very early on, of course, because you only played two series, Bo Levi Mitchell in a Ticats uniform, and I thought, this is unbelievable. Like, to have a future Hall of Famer, which, you know, at that position we haven't had in a long time, be with the Ticats, still within, I think, the prime of his career. He's only 33. Let's not forget other guys like D-Mac, other guys like Damon Allen, Anthony Calvillo, Ricky Ray played well into their 30s. And so I'm looking at this guy thinking, wow, if he can stay healthy, fingers crossed, I don't want to jinx anything, knock on wood, this could be a special year. He could be a special player once again.
I think so, too. And like what you said, it's just weird. Like, he's burned us so many times in the past that, but I'm glad he's on our side now because he can really do some damage if he's in there and feeling good. If he gets into the rhythm, we all know how dangerous he can be. So I'm glad he's on our side of the ball now instead of the other side.
I agree with you there too. Colton, who is your player of the game today?
I'm learning everybody's name. Who's the running back that was playing today?
So
there's a lot of new faces.
They had Butler, Fleet Davis had a great game. That's probably the guy you're thinking about.
I think it is Davis, yeah. So probably him for sure.
All right, I'll mark you down for Fleet Davis, and I appreciate your call, and don't be a stranger.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Colton, first caller here on the fifth quarter on 900 CHML, and I nearly called it Good Morning Hamilton, and if I ever do, my apologies. It'll be it'll be force of habit for sure. Teyon Fleet Davis, running back out of Maryland, a rookie running back who has some good size, kind of reminds me a little bit of Wes Hill, 6 feet tall, 213, tough to bring down. If he's in the Ticats' plans, and I know they have a glut of guys in the backfield, he might be a pretty good goal line option for the Hamilton Tiger Cats this season. But Colton also brought a good point to the table. Is that Bo Levi has burned, well, I mean, not only the Ticats, but every other team in the CFL. It's nice to have him on our side now. And I chuckle because, man, how many times did the Ticats go to Calgary? And you know you were going into a hornet's nest, and Bo Levi would be on his game. And whether it was there, or whether it was in Hamilton, or whether it was in Guelph for that one season, Mitchell just seemed to be on point. And today, in the two drives, I mean, the first drive, first throw that he makes to Justin McGriff, who's a lanky, tall, decent speed kind of receiver, right on the hands, deep throw, far sideline, looked to be a 30 or 40 yard gain, could have been even more if he broke a tackle or two, and McGriff drops it, and you know, the air is let out of the balloon a little bit, and second toss, a little bit of a check down to James Butler. Butler can't handle it, and it's, you know, two and out, and you know, the Ticats offense is on the sideline. Drive number two, though, my gosh, I mean, Bo Levi was Bo Levi. He was, the word that came to mind for me was precision. He is precise, and this, I'm not saying anything new. You guys and girls all know this. He's precise. He is, you know, accurate, obviously, is another term. He goes through his progression. And if he doesn't see option A or B, he's quickly on a C and D, and even if there's an E, if they got five guys out there. And not flustered at all, he wasn't even touched today. So big thumbs up, I think, to the offensive line. And if that is the case, more often than not this season, this Ticats offense, I think, can put up some points. Again, it's only preseason, but Those two drives, especially, I like what I saw out of Bo Levi and the offensive line. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell phone to call in to the fifth quarter. You can also send in a text, 905-645-3221, via email. Vote for your player of the game. Offer your thoughts on today's 27-22 Ticats victory. That email address, rick@900chml.com. And we're on CHML's Facebook page, too. You can comment on there as well. Back to the phones we go, and Corey has called into the fifth quarter. Hello, Corey. How are you?
Hey, Rick. How are you?
I am good. Oski Weeby, how are you?
We're back, hey, baby?
Oh, here we go.
It's good, eh? Nice to be back.
I feel good. I feel much better today than I did yesterday, knowing that football's back. The Ticats, I think, are going to be good. I'm getting ready for a championship run in 2023. How about you?
Good, man. Yeah, I think we've been saying that for the last 23 years or so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where we are. We just want a championship. I almost feel like Al Davis, just win, baby, right? Like, we just want to win.
We have that commitment to excellence. Now we just got to win the big one.
Nailed it.
So who's your player of the game today?
Like always, I'm just going to shout out the fans. We weren't there today. We missed the game today as a family. My wife played in a big hockey tournament in Oakville. They went undefeated. They won it this weekend. It was nice. We don't miss many games. I think it's the first game my six-year-old ever missed. So I want to shout out the fans that were there today. My player of the game usually goes to the fan, so that's my player of the game.
We will leave it at that, and congrats to the wife on hoisting her own trophy.
Appreciate it, Rick.
Awesome, Corey. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
That is Corey, and he has exited the building, so to speak, and that leaves room for you at 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell phone. And no, I did not forget. I will admit it. I did forget that after the Ticats win, each and every day, we play this.
We love those cats, those Tiger cats, the team with the spirit and fight. We'll crouch and snarl and bite and growl and win with all our might. We love those cats, those Tiger cats, the team with the spirit and fight. For a whiskey wee wee and Oski Wawa and on to victory.
And it was a big victory today, 27-22. That is Robert, who a couple of years ago regaled us with the Ticats fight song, and I committed to Robert on that night. And Robert, after the Ticats win, each and every fifth quarter, that will be played. And I remembered at the start of the show, and then I started getting excited about talking about the Ticats, and then I forgot to play it. So there it is. All right, to the Twitterverse we go, and you can offer your thoughts. Use the hashtag fifth quarter at AM900CHML, at Rick Samprin, on your thoughts on the game. Vote for your player of the game as well. You can do it on email too, rick@900chml.com. And hey, we're live until 8:30, so call me at 905-645-3221, star 9900. Colton Mason 18 on Twitter tweeted about an hour ago, so just as the game is kind of wrapping up, Condell's play calling is boring. And so, Colton, while I'm not going to disagree with you today, because I thought it was very vanilla, but I mean, that's what we all expected, right? Preseason game, we don't want to show the league what we have to offer offensively. You know, Bo Levi plays a couple of series, Tim White, same kind of thing. Let's not show the opposition what we can do offensively. And so I was okay with that. You know, and in saying that, the Ticats compiled 361 passing yards, 70 rushing yards, had 22 first downs, did have four turnovers, which I did not like. And penalty-wise, not too bad, 8 penalties for 95 yards. But offensively, yeah, I was okay with it. I was okay with it. You know, there was a nice screen pass at one point from Taylor Power, who, you know, the rookie quarterback, I thought played okay. The throws that Bo Levi made, you know, nothing extraordinary, really, in terms of the play calling and the oohs and ahs from the crowd. They were, you know, stationary, kind of bread and butter kind of plays. But come game one and game nine and game 15 and game playoff, yeah, let's open up the floodgates. And here is what I am really interested in terms of the play calling. Because we heard in the offseason, we heard when Bo Levi Mitchell signed with the Ticats. And he said, I'm going to paraphrase here, but he said he and Tommy Condell sat down this offseason. And as they were going through kind of, you know, is he going to sign here or not? And I think Tommy and Coach O and the staff and the ownership here, Bob Young and Scott Mitchell, said, hey, listen, you know, we're going to give you the key to the car, so to speak. And you can offer your input into what you want this offense to look like. And so Bo Levi and Tommy, you know, sit down and they discover that, hey, they want to take this offense kind of old school and not necessarily going to, you know, abandon the passing game and be a run heavy thing or vice versa, is that, you know, they'll pick their spots in terms of opening up the playbook to get a big play, a much needed first down, a big touchdown, or show the defense, the opposition defense, that, hey, listen, we're not standing pat here. We're not going to play this vanilla type of offense. So I'm really intrigued to see what that old school offense kind of looks like. Val on Twitter simply says, I like Powell with a thumbs up. And I thought Taylor Powell showed pretty well. I never like the turnovers. I will never say I'm okay with the turnover unless, you know, you're pressing at the end of the game and, you know, something kind of slips out of your hand. That's something to be in the football if it's knocked down, and I'll give the credit to the defense. But, you know, there was two interceptions today. I thought, yeah, those throws didn't look well. One was in a triple coverage at the goal line. The other one was a heave-ho downfield, and it was kind of underthrown. That stuff has to be cleaned up. But again, we're talking about a true CFL rookie who's trying to find his game and trying to find himself in this offense. 905-645-3221, star 9900. Those are the two numbers to call in and offer your thoughts on today's Ticats victory over the Argos 27-22. We'll take a quick break. You can also text 905-645-3221. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more of your calls, your texts, your tweets, your emails, your Facebook Live messages. We'll read them all. We'll react to today's big win by the Ticats as they kick off 2023 preseason action with a W. You're listening to The Fifth Quarter. It is brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
This is The Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
Looks to his left, now to his right, goes over the middle and drops it perfectly right in the arms.
What a throw.
For a touchdown to Richie Sindani. They have chemistry from their time in Calgary, but it's a touchdown for the Tiger Cats, and Bo Levi Mitchell had a couple of precision throws on that drive that led to a touchdown, including that pass to Richie Sindani. Bo looks great early.
He did, and I thought R.J. Broadhead and Luke Tasker sounded great early and often on the Ticats Audio Network and here on 900CHML. Good call, and nice touchdown by the Calgary Connection, I guess we can call them, Mitchell and Sindani, and neither of them definitely looked out of place today, that is for sure. Fifth Quarter is brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML. Rick Samprin with you, following Hamilton's 27-22 victory over those arch rival, and it pains me to say, defending Grey Cup champion Toronto Argonauts. But hopefully, after this season, we will no longer be saying the Argos are the defending champs. But who knows? I mean, the CFL season is a marathon, as we know. Anything can happen, twists and turns. Who would have thought that Toronto would have won the Cup last year? No way would have put money on that. Give me a call at 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your mobile device. Talk about today's game. Vote for your player of the game. What are you most excited about this 2023 Ticats season? Is it Bo Levi Mitchell? Is it just being back at Tim Hortons Field and being a fan of this team? Is it Grey Cup 110 that's coming up on November 19th in Hamilton? There's going to be a huge, huge celebration this November 19th, much bigger than what we saw a couple of years ago when the pandemic really kind of subdued the party. This year is going to be, it's going to be huge. It's going to be big. And it's going to be exciting to see. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell. You can also text me at 905-645-3221. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com. And you can also go on Twitter, at Rick Samprin, at AM900CHML, and on CHML's Facebook page. And let's go there now. I got too many mouses or mice in front of me. But Brad says, already looking good. Can't wait for the regular season with the number ones playing the whole game. Player of the game, Gallimore and Powell look good to me. Two bad passes, pretty darn good for a rookie. Yeah, you're exactly there. Maybe I'm a little too harsh. I thought, I'm pretty sure I did say I thought he looked pretty good. Taylor Powell, a true rookie, a guy who was thrust into his first CFL game, even though it is the preseason, you know, the opposition is trying to get to him. And I thought he showed well. Thought he showed well. Gallimore, to me, though, I mean, he's my player of the game as well. Right now leads the voting for Ticats fifth quarter player of the game. You can offer your thoughts at 905-645-3221 on email, rick@900chml.com. Let's go there now. Because Alan has emailed in. Alan, a super Ticats fan, always emails the fifth quarter. He says, hey, Rick, it's Alan from St. Catharines. This was a pretty solid preseason game. How about Taylor Powell? Wow. Welcome to the CFL, Powell. A couple of forced throws that led to interceptions, but I felt he was able to get out of the pocket pretty well, and he had a pretty good game. I like Jamie Newman last year, so he might have a quarterback issue for third string. Oh, here we go. Here we go. The controversy, the quarterback quandary has already begun. We're talking about third stringers. I love it. Alan goes on to write, I'm really impressed with Powell. Loved the look of Bo Levi Mitchell. His throws were accurate, and he looked solid for the limited time he did play. As for the receivers, I like that 6 foot, 6 inch tall receiver, Justin McGriff. Gallimore had a good kick return for a touchdown. Richie Sindani had a good game. Didn't see much of Omar Bayless, Osikusi, and Calvin Jackson. Hoping Javon Johnson, Jonvay Johnson, and Anthony Johnson get some playing time next Friday. I love the look of running back Trey Ragus bulldozing his way up the middle in the fourth quarter, but I was hoping to see running back Keon Edwards maybe next week, especially with Sean Thomas Erlington injured. Hope it's not serious. All right, now Alan is focusing on the defense here. As for the defense, Lawrence Woods played really well in the backfield. Stavros Katsantonis had a good game. Nice game by Fraser Sopik and Carlton Marshall. Trey Crawford had a great game along with Mohamed Diallo, who was all over the field. I hope Chris Mulamba is not seriously injured. Player of the game, Bailey Feltmate. I loved his touchdown on the offense. Played linebacker last year and is converted to fullback now. So excited to see how this season plays out. Go Cats, go. That email from Alan. Just a couple of things I want to key in on Allen's really great hot take on today's game. Justin McGriff, yes, he has impressed in training camp. Yes, he is a tall dude. Yes, he's got to catch the ball, and he did a couple of times after his big drop on Mitchell's first play. And so he could be a difference maker in the red zone especially. How many times have we had a big receiver that the quarterback can just lob it up in the air? That 6 foot 6 frame with a massive wingspan goes up and catches the football. And as a defender, what do? You're either going to take a penalty or you're going to get dunked on, basically, by this big guy. And so that's going to be interesting to see. Very interesting to see if he does make the team. And I'm feeling pretty good about him. Feeling pretty good about him. As for the running back position, yeah, Sean Thomas Erlington is on the injured list right now. A little banged up in training camp, but the beauty of this Ticats team and how it has been formulated, at least at this point, is that they have a lot of depth at the running back position. Now, let's not kid anybody. This is James Butler's position right now, and it should be. He's explosive. He's a really good blocker in the backfield. He can catch the football. He is a good addition, could be a key addition of this Ticats offense. So I'm excited to see about that. And one point about Lawrence Woods. Not only did he have an interception today, not only do we know what he can do on special teams, which is a lot of damage, he had a big hit today on Curley Gittens and basically knocked him out of the game. And let's hope that Gittens is okay, but if Woods can play like that, physical, get some turnovers, be a difference maker that we know he can be on special teams, as I said in my tweet earlier today, look out, this could be a special year for him. And that part of the defense, which, you know, the secondary, we're all kind of coming in thinking we've lost Jamal Roll, who's now retired. Cario Brooks, Yonte Evans, these guys are all gone. Can a Javian Elliott, can a Lawrence Woods, can a Chris Edwards come in and be a cohesive and effective unit? I guess we shall see. Your thoughts on today's game, 27-22, the final, Hamilton over Toronto. Vote for your player of the game. You can call or text at 905-645-3221. Send me an email like Alan did, rick@900chml.com, on Twitter, @am900chml, @ricksamprin, use the hashtag fifth quarter. John is called into the fifth quarter. Hello, John, how are you?
Hey, good, Rick. How you doing? Nice to hear your voice. Hope you had a good off-season there.
I had a great off-season. Nice to hear your voice. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Well, I was just want to also point out that you know, Powell, you know, for a first game, he showed some really good poise. He wasn't panicking at all. Like I was pretty impressed. You know, outside of those two interceptions, fine, but overall he distributed the ball well. He was out of the pocket pretty good and threw good on the run as well. So I was quite impressed as well.
That's a great point. That word that you used, poise, there was never a time in this game. Let's remind everyone, this is his first ever CFL game. Never a time that I saw that I thought, nah, he doesn't look like he's confident or knows what the play is. He was on point all game. You know, two bad throws. Other than that, he played a very solid game.
Agreed. Now, out of curiosity, you know, he got quite a bit of playing time. I would say almost three quarters, right? Like, I know Bo Levi had to get his rhythm going, and it was nice to see him kind of get into the swing and throw that nice pass. And he looks like he's going to be a nice addition. But what is there any reason why Schultz didn't get any time? Would you know? Is he okay? I guess he looked okay, but I was just curious. See, if they're just kind of seeing who the third is going to be. I know Schultz is locked in at number two, but I was just curious on that part, if you knew.
Yeah, number one, Schultz is healthy. Number two, I think we'll see more of him and Jamie Newman in Montreal next week. And I think we'll maybe even see a little bit of Powell as well. I don't think Bo Levi is going to play next week. So kind of depending on how that game goes, I would expect Schultz to start. Maybe Powell's too, maybe Newman's too, and then they'll go from there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so overall, very happy with the game today. Defense, like you said earlier, we lost Deontay, we lost Brooks, but you know we have some. I would say we have some really good depth back there, and a lot of people, you know, stepped up. So it was really good to see people step up. And like I said, even on the receivers, you know, we got some really good, really nice tall receivers. So I'm looking forward to the season.
Do you have a player of the game today?
You know what? I was going to say number is it Gillimore, number 81.
Leandro Gallimore, yes.
Yeah, unbelievable kick return. And even when they put him on offense, that guy's got some really good, I'm going to say almost like Speedy B kind of speed.
Yeah, hey, you're not wrong. His idol, or at least, you know, a guy that he looks up to, is Tyreek Hill, the speedy receiver formerly of the Chiefs, now the Miami Dolphins. And he's kind of not built like Hill, but he's more built like Speedy B. He's a little heavier. He's about 170, 175 pounds, but he's a little smaller. He's shifty. He's going to be interesting to see perhaps next week as well.
Okay, Rick, well, I'll let you get back to the calls, and you know, you take care. Have a good rest of the weekend.
You too. Have a good one. Thank you, John, for calling into the fifth quarter here on 900 CHML and offering his thoughts on Hamilton's victory today and voting for his player of the game, Leandro Gallimore, with another vote and leading the pack right now. You can have your say. Give me a text at 905-645-3221. Use that same number to give me a call. Email Rick at 900CHML.com and hop into the Twitterverse at AM900CHML, at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Another quick break. When we come back, more of your calls, your tweets, your texts, your Facebook live messages, and a whole lot of fun too. This is the fifth quarter. It is driven by Eastgate Forge. You're listening to 900 CHML.
Welcoming Ticats fans, young and old. You're listening to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Good kick. That'll send Gallimore back to his own 25, but he finds a hole up the middle. He's at the 50. He's into Argos territory, and Leandro Gallimore, the 30, the 25, the 20. Gallimore, touchdown, Tiger Cats on the punt return. The special teams getting a chance. Leandro Gallimore, number 81, and he's shown he can be a threat on a punt return.
Absolutely. 84 yards to the house for Leandro Gallimore, and a huge play to help the Tiger Cats beat the Argonauts 27-22 at Tim Hortons Field this afternoon in what we hope is the first of many more W's to come here in 2023. Rick Samprin with you. This is the fifth quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML, and we're taking your calls, your tweets, your texts, your email, your Facebook Live messages. You know the digits. If you don't, 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your mobile device. You can email Rick at 900CHML.com. On Twitter, use the hashtag fifth quarter, at Rick Samprin, at AM900CHML. And we're also on CHML's Facebook page, broadcasting live, where Karen writes, one issue to be cleaned up, Powell played well, but I felt a number of his passes were too low. Chad Kelly was the worst quarterback on the field today. My player of the game is Gallimore. Well, I'll say this. I'll mark down a vote for Gallimore. Chad Kelly was not on the field today. He actually had some arm soreness and was supposed to play for Toronto, but actually never ended up taking the field. So you might be mentioning Holmes, who started the game for the Argonauts, and yeah, he was not very effective today. Close in number, though, 12 as opposed to 13. But appreciate the sentiment nonetheless. FM fan on Twitter, at Rick Samprin, writes, "What a pair, Mitchell to 87, Richie from Calgary. What a duo," reflecting on Bo Levi Mitchell and Richie Sindani hooking up early in the ballgame. In fact, on Hamilton's second drive on what was really a nice drive, Mitchell went 3 of 4 for 63 passing yards, a 32-yard touchdown to Sindani, and the Ticats are up 7-0 and roared out to a 17-0 halftime lead, won the ballgame, and is starting the season in style. Let's see what they can do from here on in. It's the one position group, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, that I'm really intrigued about is receiver. Because when you look at the Ticats depth chart, and I'm going to have a quick peek at it myself here, is Justin McGriff going to be the Steve Dunbar of this season? We're going to see him at the field position where he can go up and make a catch in tight coverage, where he can maybe bounce one inside or fake out a DB and go down the rail and catch a big bomb like he may have just done today on Bo Levi's first pass, but, you know, drop the football. So that is, I think, a really intriguing position. We know Tim White is going to be Tim White. He's going to be an all-star pass catcher once again, speed to burn. Him and Bo Levi hooked up once today, and it looked like they had been playing together for a long, long time. Bo Levi and Sindani, two guys who have a history with each other and I think fit like hand in glove. Keandre Smith, sophomore guy, entering year number two in the Canadian Football League, a little more comfortable with himself and how he's playing this game, with the playbook, obviously, with the offense and how it's run, the rigors of an 18-game regular season, getting into the playoffs. I think he's going to be that much better in 2023. And then you throw in names like Duke Williams. All right, what is this guy going to bring? Big body, a freak of a catch radius, a guy who's physical, a guy who's passionate about this game, and I think who has a lot of potential to recapture the explosiveness that he showed a few years ago. With all of these guys, they have to stay healthy, whether it's Bo Levi, whether it's Simone Lawrence, who had his injury issues last year, whether it's Duke Williams. If they're healthy and playing up to their potential, this could be one heck of a ball team. I'm telling you, this could be one heck of a ball team. I haven't even mentioned guys like Anthony Johnson, who we didn't see today, Tyler Tarnowski, who's a solid depth guy, both on offense and even on special teams as well. Sean Thomas-Hurlington didn't play today. He's injured, but there's a guy who sometime this season, the Ticats are going to call upon his number, and he's going to have to produce like he has in the past. And again, that other position group that I identified is the secondary, because that has been, apart from the receiving core, maybe the position group that has seen the most change. Tunde Adeleke is still going to be there at safety, although he didn't do much today. It was Stavros Katsantonis who got the bulk of the looks. Javian Elliott, I thought, fared pretty well today. Richard Leonard, we know what he can do. Lawrence Woods III had a great game today, I thought. Big interception, big hit on Curley Gittens Jr., and a guy, I think, who can be, if he can be that Frankie Williams, I think we got something there. And that short side corner, or the boundary corner, I think is going to be interesting. Because you have guys like George Jr., who played today, Sunderland, another Williams, maybe throw in a guy like Leonard on that side, who I think might be a little undersized, but I think they got some options there. So that might be the only real true question mark on this team, is who plays that short side cornerback position. Other than that, I think this team is pretty well stocked. The O-line, I think on paper especially, and we saw it a little bit today, is stacked when you can add a Joel Figueroa, who's back in Hamilton, a perennial all-star and offensive lineman of the year candidate year in and year out, in Brandon Revenberg. David Beard at that center position, I think, gives us some stability. Colton Woodmansey, I think, still has some room to improve. His ceiling has not been hit yet. And Tyrone Riley at that right tackle position, if Chris Van Zyl is not able to play, and right now he's not healthy enough to do so, I thought he looked pretty good today. And I think he might be a guy who this Ticats team can say, all right, we're going to suit you up and you're going to get the job done. And also on defense, you know, if Chris Edwards is going to play that linebacker position, I like that. You know, he's going to be the new Cam Kelly 2.0, if we can say that. Jameer Thurman, a couple big hits today. I like that tenacity that he has. He's not just a tackle-to-tackle guy. He can get out into space and make a big hit. And we know what Simone Lawrence can do. He's been doing it for 10-plus years. I like the linebacking core. And that D-line, I don't know if it could be the best in the league, but it's going to be pretty darn close. Garrett Davis is back. Malik Kearney, what a great year last year, is back. Ted Laurent in the middle. If Dylan Wynn's healthy, look out. Trey Crawford and Mason Bennett. You got some depth guys like Boateng, Casey Sales. This team's got not only some depth, but a lot of talent. So this is really exciting. A really exciting 2023 we're on the cusp of right now. Hey, send me an email on your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game, rick@900chml.com. Tom did, and Tom writes, welcome back. It's been a long 50 years for Ticats fans with only two Grey Cups since 1970. But this might be the year to win it all. Last year, Dane Evans lost a host of games due to dumb turnovers. Bo Levi has solved that problem in free agent signings on offense. Butler and Williams will give him lots of weapons to work with. Davis and Edwards will shore up an already sound defense. Can't count on anything yet, but the Ticats should be favored to win the East. Now if they can only avoid dumb mistakes in the Grey Cup. Cheers, Tom from Guelph. I would have to say, Tom from Guelph and everyone else listening out there, is that this Ticats team should be favored to win the East. When you look at the talent at the most important positions, you know, let's start with quarterback. Do you want to take a Bo Levi Mitchell? Do you want to take a Chad Kelly? Do you want to take a Jeremiah Masoli? Or do you want to take a Cody Fajardo, who's the new quarterback in Montreal? You know, all guys who can get the job done, we think Chad Kelly can. You know, we saw it a little bit in the Grey Cup. The other three guys, we know what we're getting. Who steps up to the plate? Who knocks it out of the park week in and week out? I'll put my money on the one future Hall of Famer in that group, and Bo Levi Mitchell. And so this team, which, you know, yeah, has a schedule set forth that is maybe not the easiest out of the gate. You know, whenever you have to go to Winnipeg, that's always tough. Whether you're Hamilton or Montreal or even Saskatchewan, going across to Manitoba. Playing in Winnipeg in game number one is going to be tough. But, hey, every game is a winnable game. So on June 9th, when the season truly kicks off, we'll see where this Ticats team stands against one of the best, if not the best, still in the Canadian Football League. Got an email from Randy, who writes, good evening, Rick. I am so pleased the Tiger Cats are back. I look forward to another excellent fifth quarter season. Today, I was impressed with the actions of Leandre Gallimore, Taylor Powell, and the new kicker for the 45, I think he meant to say yard field goal as opposed to 45-year-old field goal, 45-yard field goal that sealed the win. Bo Levi Mitchell, a good start. Excellent kick returns and runs by Gallimore. Excellent clock management in the last 6 minutes by the Cats offense. The way Powell played was exceptional. And with the results, he should make the team as a capable backup. I look forward to a great season if the performance on the field is as quality as I saw today. Bring on Montreal next Friday. The team look good on all fronts. Have a great weekend, Rick. Randy in Oakville. And then he writes, P.S. My player of the game is Leandre Gallimore. Randy in Oakville, thank you very much for chiming in on the fifth quarter on 900CHML. Very much appreciated. You can, too, by calling us at 905-645-3221, *9900 on your mobile device. You can also send me a text at 905-645-3221. On email, rick@900CHML.com. On Twitter, at Rick Samprin, at AM900CHML, and on CHML's Facebook page as well. Richard on Twitter says, players of the game go to the running backs and the running backs coach, Rob Payne, having his guys ready. Looks great for the depth. Hashtag fifth quarter. I'll say all the running backs actually look pretty good today. Didn't see a lot of Butler, but I can guarantee we will see a lot of him this season. I'm excited to see James Butler in a Ticats uniform. I thought he had a breakout campaign last year with the BC Lions, and I'm excited to see what he can do in the black and gold this year. Rick at 900CHML.com is the email address. Got an email from Angela, who always writes in and sometimes calls into the fifth quarter. Angela writes, "Hi, Rick. It's been a while, hasn't it?" Yes, it has. It's been a few months, I will say. While we know defense wins championships, it'll be interesting to see what the secondary will look like. If the defensive line can create consistent pressure every game, we can survive and most likely come out on top. With Reinbold back on the sidelines, we should have an explosive special teams unit. He's a phenomenal motivator, and the guys love him. Win two of three phases every game, and that should equate to a successful 2023 campaign. We shall see. Cheers, Big Ange in Stony Creek. Angelo, you know, you're right. You win two of the three phases in a ball game, you are more than likely going to win. Now, listen, if you win two or three phases of the game and turn the ball over four or five or six times, you're probably not going to win the game. But we get what you're throwing down. If you're better than the opponent on offense and better than the opponent on, let's just say, special teams, you're probably going to win. Now, if that defense on the other side creates havoc and creates turnovers and capitalizes on their turnovers, okay, maybe a different story. But two out of the three, you're in the driver's seat. There's no doubt about it. Hey, we got one more break and then another final segment here on the fifth quarter, first fifth quarter of the 2023 season as the Ticats begin their preseason with a 27-22 win over the Toronto Argonauts. Next week, it's the Montreal Alouettes, and hopefully they'll win that one as well. One more break and we're back here on the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
We're talking Ticats football. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Davis looks to his left now, a second option, and it is a touchdown. Bailey Feltmeat.
Hey.
What a story this is. He was a linebacker. Tiger Cats moved him to fullback at training camp. And he gets a touchdown. He likes this position change.
Yeah, he certainly did, especially on that play, that is for sure, as we welcome you back to the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. RJ Broadhead and Luke Tasker calling today's game on the Ticats Audio Network and here on 900 CHML. You can listen to each game on your radio. And of course, after every game, it's the fifth quarter, 30 minutes after the final whistle blows, right here on 900 CHML, 900CHML.com, on the Radio Player Canada app, broadcasting live on CHML's Facebook page as well, which you can go on and comment on CHML's Facebook page as you're watching the live video. Go to our Twitter feed at AM900CHML, at Rick Samprin. You can send me an email, rick@900CHML.com. And heck, you can call in 905-645-3221. Yes, we talk to real life people here on the fifth quarter. *9900 on your mobile device. You can also send me a text at 905-645-3221 and offer your thoughts on today's 27-22 win. What's getting you excited about this Ticats team here in 2023? And of course, vote for your player of the game as well. Leandre Gallimore is so far leading the pack after his explosive game, which included an 84-yard punt return for a touchdown that sent the Tiger Cats en route to a big win over their arch rivals from TO, those defending champion Argos, which, I can't believe I'm still getting that out of my mouth, but I got to call them that. You got to give them their due. They won the title last year, but we'll see what happens on November 19th. We're going to anoint our fifth quarter fan of the night at the end of the game. We'll also have our big play of the game as well, and you can probably guess what that is. But another thing I wanted to do today is talk about the coaching staff, because last year there was a lot, and hey, I joined you in on this. There was a lot of talk about, you know, should the Ticats make some changes to the coaching staff, a.k.a. offensive coordinator Tommy Condell. This team was just not firing on all cylinders. And yeah, I'm sure Tommy would admit that, you know, not everything went according to plan last year. Dane Evans, you know, did not have a season like he had the year or even 2 years before that. There was some regression. There was way too many turnovers. Yeah, he wasn't 100%, but there was, you know, a pullback, a fallback in his execution. Matt Schultz showed well. Jamie Newman came in. You know, played a couple of good games, but at the end of the day, this team did not meet expectations. After going to the Grey Cup back-to-back years, we're all kind of hoping, all kind of thinking, okay, this might be the year that they go back and actually win it this time. And they really fell short of that. So when you look at the coaching staff and the experience that they have in the front office and on the sidelines, Coach Rolando Steinauer, one of, I think it's five or maybe six coaches in Ticats history that has a winning record. It's only a handful of them. He's one of them. Tommy Condell, he's been here for a few years. Some people love him, some people not so much. Defensive coordinator Mark Washington, I think, has done a really good job with this defense. Special teams coordinator Jeff Reinbold, a guy who just seems to press all the right buttons with his team. And I believe we'll have this special teams unit firing on all cylinders come June 9th and throughout the season. Not much of a drop-off from week to week when he's in charge. And then you bring guys in like Scott Milanovic, who in his rookie season as a head coach in this league with Toronto ends up winning the Grey Cup, and a guy who brings to town a lot of experience. And so you put all these guys into the room, and again, there's a lot of the coaches and a lot of their voices on this staff, but those are the key guys that are going to formulate the game plan to get this team, we hope, more wins than losses. We didn't see that last year. They were 8-10 last year. But I think this team is capable of winning at least 11 games. My gosh, at least 10 games. They got to get to double digits. 905-645-3221, *9900. Offer your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game as well. You can do so on email, rick@900chml.com. On Twitter, @RickSamprin, @AM900CHML, or also on CHML's Facebook page as well. You can chime in there as well. George has called into the fifth quarter. Hello, George. How are you?
Hello. The one first thing I want to tell you is something other than that, because the game was not televised, so anybody that's disabled couldn't see it. And there was no reason to do that. They could have easily got somebody to cover the expenses of the television.
Well, as you know, George, it is all about money, and the broadcaster and the league felt that it's not worth doing so, but I'm sure you listened to it on the radio.
It's not the same thing. You can't see what's going on.
Well, we try our best to describe what's going on. George, are you excited at least about this 2023 Ticats team?
Well, if the Argos had had one more quarter, they probably would have won because they just fell apart after halftime. They didn't score anything.
Yeah, you got to understand, too, there's a lot of young guys in there. And hey, the Argos had a lot of young guys on their team, a lot of inexperienced guys on their team. And I thought they had a much better second half than the first half. But you got to like what Hamilton showed in the first half, at least.
Well, the third string quarterback they put in seemed to be pretty good. He seemed to be probably as good as a second string quarterback. So maybe they've got two second string this time and no third string.
Well, we shall see. We'll let the Argos take care of themselves. We'll just worry about our team. George, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Well, how about this next game in Montreal?
Well, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, is that going to be televised?
That is not going to be televised. I don't think it will be. Sorry, George.
Well, what I can't understand is why they televise some of the CFL preseason games and not others.
It all comes down to cost. It costs money to televise these games. And I know from a fan standpoint, that stinks because we want to watch the games. We want to be to the games. We want to listen to the games on the radio. And when they're not televised, yeah, that stinks.
Well, how do they pick the one that's going to be televised?
Well, that's a good question. I have no idea. I'm not in those meeting rooms. Maybe they just flip a coin.
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, George, I'll let you go. Thanks for calling into the fifth quarter.
All right.
George was kind of, I don't know, he was in a PV mood, I'll say that. 905-645-3221. I didn't even bother asking him about his player of the game. I'm not sure what he would have said. rick@900chml.com is the email address to offer your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game as well. You can do so on Twitter, @AM900CHML, @RickSamprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Ah, George. I think George might just be our fifth quarter fan of the... No, we can't do that. We can't do that. George, I know you're not a curmudgeon. I know it for a fact. Call in after the next Ticats game, which, is not going to be televised, and we'll talk about the Ticats season and get your excitement level amped up a little bit. All right, let's get to the schedule, because this is obviously the roadmap that the Tiger Cats have to Grey Cup glory or not. You know, next week, Hamilton is in Montreal. It's another preseason game at Percival Molson Stadium. Montreal last night taking on the Ottawa Red Blacks, and they eked out a win 22-21 with a last-second field goal. Then it's off to Winnipeg. And those darn Blue Bombers that beat us twice in a row in the Grey Cup, they ended up beating Edmonton today 25-23. So they started off their preseason on the right foot. And by the way, BC leading Saskatchewan 10-9 this evening. But after that season opener, I really like how this Ticats schedule is set up. Because we know Winnipeg is going to be a tough game. And even in week two, Toronto is hosting the Tiger Cats. So the Argos get a bye week in week number one, believe it or not. And then they're hosting Hamilton in week number two, at least for the Ticats. Then Hamilton has back-to-back games against Montreal, Ottawa. All right, I like that. They're in Edmonton. Okay, I like that too. When's the last time the Elks won a home game? Like, never. Hamilton then hosts Toronto at Ottawa, hosting Montreal, hosting Edmonton. I think you look at that stretch. Winnipeg, Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Edmonton, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal. And then they host Edmonton. This team could be off to a phenomenal start. And I think that's going to push them and maybe get them to a place where not many people think they could actually be. You know, if they're 6-2 after 8 games, hey, it could happen. That's going to be, I think, considered a phenomenal start. Absolutely, that is for sure. Hey, let's get to our fifth quarter big play of the game. All right, no question about this one. Leandre Gallimore's 84-yard punt return for a touchdown. Without a doubt, the play of the game. How about the player of the game voted by you, the fans? Mr. Gallimore. He's 2-for-2. Big play, player of the game. He cannot be the fan of the night. It is not allowed. That's going to go to Colton, who was the fan of the night at the end of last year and is the fan of the night for game number one. Colton, congratulations. Hey, we're back after the Montreal game on June the 2nd. Join us then for the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Where Ticats fans come together, win or lose. Listen after every game to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The fifth quarter podcast is available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure you rate and review.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.